Parsha Kedoshim contains the issur of lo tisnad achicha bovavecha ochech tochech namitecha lo tisal avchet. Don't hate your friend in your heart. So it's an interesting Gemara about where this pasuk comes up in practice. Because the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that there's three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, or three things he detests. And one of the examples is a person who sees something wrong that somebody does, and he comes and testifies about it. Now, what's the problem? Because we know that al pi shnayim edim yakum davar, you need two edim. So this isn't going to do anything. It's not going to accomplish anything if only one person comes forward with it. And therefore, why just cause that agmas nefesh, that animosity, that hatred, that pain? So don't do that. And in that context, the Gemara mentions a halacha that this person who saw his friend do something wrong, so yes, he shouldn't come testify about it, but he is allowed to hate him for it. As in, you saw him do something wrong, oh, that guy's terrible, I don't like him for doing that wrong thing. And this is very important, because the Torah tells us about a mitzvah, or iser, to kitira chamor sonacha rovetz tachat masa'o. You still have to help that your hated person, like your friend, it's hard to use the word friend, but your hated person, your enemy, you see his donkey is suffering under his load, so even though you don't like that guy, you still should help out his donkey. So the Gemara says, how can you hate a person? Ah, we know one time you're allowed to hate a person. That's this din. Lo tisna, but yet it says, lo tisna achicha b'vavecha, how can you hate a person? So wait, we have a pasuk that says, help out the person you hate's donkey, and yet you're not allowed to hate a person. Ah, there's one time you're allowed to hate a person. That's the person who you saw do a chait, and you were alone, so there weren't two edim. So you have to hold it to yourself. In the meantime, you're allowed to hate him. In fact, the Gemara has a little bit of a machloket, if it's you're allowed to hate him, or according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, mitzvah l'sanoto. You're supposed to hate him. It's proper to hate him. Whoa. Now we have to understand this Gemara. Because actually when it comes to the din of helping your friend with his donkey, so the Gemara is actually mechalik. Let's say there's two people who need help right now. Two animals need help. And one needs help loading his animal, and one needs help unloading his animal. So which one takes precedence? So we know normally unloading helps. Why? Because loading, the guy's just in a hurry and needs your help. Unloading, meanwhile, the animal is suffering from carrying too much stuff. So that makes sense. But says the Gemara, and Tosos has a long commentary on this, but says the Gemara, let's say you have two people. You could either help your friend who you like, unload his animal, or the person you hate, load his animal. And you know which one you're supposed to do? You're supposed to help the one you hate load his animal first. Why? So Tosfos explains, because otherwise you're going to end up too entrenched in hatred. Too much hatred going on. We got to put an end to it. Yes, you're supposed to hate him, there's a mitzvah to hate him, or you're allowed to hate him, you're proper to hate him, but still, we don't want this hatred to go on forever. So the Ber Yosef is struggling with this din here. Why would I be supposed to hate somebody? Really, what's the goal of this hatred? So says the Ber Yosef, the goal of this hatred is that when I see a person do something wrong, it makes an impression on me. When I see bad things happening, it makes an impression on me. Okay, I don't need to get into the whole discussion of, is the reason the crime rate is so high because kids saw a lot of murders on TV? You know, but when you see people doing bad things, it makes a mark on your head, on your mind, on your neshama. And if you are around, even if you did nothing wrong, innocent bystander, you're not part of the crowd, forget if you're an assistant to the crime, an accomplice. That's bad too. But we're talking a total uninvolved party, innocent bystander, you saw this terrible thing happen, it leaves an impression on you. And you don't want that impression on you. That's going to leave its mark. That's going to affect you and make you a worse person. That's going to affect your attitude and your behavior and your approach to Allah and your approach to other people. So says the Torah, in order to make sure that that doesn't happen to you, you know what you should do instead? Now you can hate the person. As in my defense mechanism to stop my having seen this negative action from taking place, this iser from taking place, this terrible action from having taken place, and having it leave an impression on me, my defense against that, how am I going to make sure it doesn't leave a negative impression on me, is now I'm going to hate that guy. So instead of my becoming immune or okay or blasé or jaded or fine with the terrible thing that happened, now I've defended myself because I'm not okay with what happened. My defense is that my body, now when I think of that guy, I'm like, oh, what a terrible person. And therefore, terrible person did a terrible thing. I'm not going to let that terrible thing I saw affect me negatively. That's my defense for it. But then, says the Bar Yosef, but how much? Not so much that you're not going to help his poor defenseless donkey. And therefore, we don't want that to happen. And therefore, when we say, you know, for example, that B'chol Levavcha means B'shnei Yetzerecha, use your Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer Hara to help you. So what are we saying? How am I using my Yetzer HaTov, my Yetzer Hara? My Yetzer Hara to hate people. We have it. We try not to use that Yetzer Hara. But I've got to use that Yetzer Hara to serve Hashem somehow. How? By hating the people who I see commit sins when I'm all alone. And I can't do anything about it because now I can't be testify about it. So I'm using my Yetzer Hara to help him, to hate him. And it's going to help me. I'm using my Yetzer Hara to serve Hashem, therefore. And therefore, there's a limit to that. It's only giving into my Yetzer Hara a little bit. So he tells a story of Rav Yisrael Salanter. If he ever had somebody who did anything wrong to him, he would go and do that guy a favor. Darko b'kodesh imecher chata negdo shegamalo izara'ah utziyeroto haya mishtadel techef umiyad chapes makom ula yachol asodo izotova legmoloto chesed l'shalim lo tova tachad ra'ah. That's the goal. The goal is change that person from, yes, I have to hate him, he did something wrong. And I need to hate him, possibly. I need to defend myself from him. But the end goal is, I shouldn't stay in my hatred for that person. I should figure out a way to not hate that person. And says Tosos, and then you help him out with his donkey, you guys will get along, and that guy will change his ways, he'll be good, you'll get along, everyone lives happily ever after. That's the goal, says the Bar Yosef. So we understand, don't hate the person in your heart. Either somebody you're allowed to hate, or you must hate. You must hate him if you saw him do a sin and you can't do anything about it. Why must you hate him? Because that hatred of him is going to protect you from being influenced by his bad thing. But you know what? Even that has a limit. We want you to now be helpful to him, and by you being helpful to him, he will change his ways and you'll have no need to hate him, and that'll be the end of all the hatred. That is the incredible, inspiring lesson the Bar Yosef tells us on this pasuk of Lo Tesna Rechicha Bil Vavecha.